Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio. What it is, man?
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
This is Al Porter, Man in the Street. Al Porter, Man in the Street, and this is chapter 12, verse 4. Welcome once again to none other than M period, A period, N period, Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and the acronym. For those listening live to Black on Black Crime Radio, on blogtalkradio.com, welcome aboard. Or for those who definitely have called in to 646-478-0944, definitely we appreciate that. If you're sending in anything, please send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com for all music and or commercials. Disclaimers are only three. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent, go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now let's see what we can get into right now, because this is a very interesting thing in itself. So what I can do is I can look at certain things that's going on. And so with that being said, I would like to thank everybody once again who has decided to tune in and listen to this particular program. It is greatly appreciated. As I look at everything else, I can say, looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation, list repairs, door installments, repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen remodeling, carpentry, and decks, and that's 216-205-7247. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube channel of Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y-J-R, period. Facebook Kit and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes, www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The web is blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That is also thelogtv.com, www.templabor.org, the YouTube page, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We Are Cleveland, YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, Twitter, Alfred Porter, JR1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1, YouTube page, Miss Commentary Cleveland. Now, as I look out and see everything else that's going on, I have a few phone callers. So before I even give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, this is what I'll do. I'm going to go straight to the phone line because there's people on the phone lines, and it gives me chance enough to make sure that I have my top 10 ready. So with that being said, we're going to go with 216-727. That's 216-727. How are you doing out there?
Hi. Hi, everybody out there. This is Valendis Brenda Fulmer. And then my colleagues call me Queen B. How's everybody doing out here in Radio Land tonight?
Excellent.
Excellent. God bless each and every one of y'all. What's going on, Brother Al?
Yeah, it's peaceful. So that's important. That's important.
Yes.
It's peaceful.
Yes. God bless.
Mm-hmm. What about yourself?
As I say every Monday night, I do not have a hate, none in my body. I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. What I'm trying to get at now is pay attention, everybody. Pay attention to what I'm going to say. 2023, they are talking about another government shutdown. I don't know when it's going to happen. You know the Bible said, watch as well as pray, and that's what we got to do, watch as well as pray. We don't know when and where and what time of day or week or hours is going to happen. All I can tell you is don't put your trust in man, put your trust in Jesus, because he will provide and he will protect you. I'm a true witness to that. He's a provider, and he will protect you at all times, No matter what the situation, the circumstances, that he has the last say on everything that we do in our lives, each and every one of us. So just be aware of everything that you are surrounded around. Pray, put God in front, don't put him back. Always pray. Never stop praying. You might have a bad day and look like things did not go your way, but continue, keep on praying. Do not stop praying, because he's going to make everything all right. You're going to come out winning. You're going to have the victory. I guarantee you're going to have the victory. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall not prosper. No weapon formed against you shall not prosper. He protects you. Front, back, side to side, and all around, you know. Order your footsteps every day, go into your prayer closet, and ask God what you want. And he will deliver. My word, he will deliver. It might not be there right there and being that day or when you got done saying your prayer in your prayer closet, but it's always on time. Always on time.
True.
Never too late. And I'd just like to thank God for myself. It's myself. I said my radio personality name is Queen B. To Al Porter, to Magic Trap, Swap Gotti, Ronnie B, DJ Rock, Todd Boy, Ms. Porter, Ms. Glass, And to all my other colleagues, God bless you guys, and I love you, as well as Deacon Dante Taylor. I can't forget him. Deacon Dante Taylor. We can't forget him, right? Okay.
That's true.
But I hope and pray to God he'll be on the radio tonight that he can tell you about the events coming up. I guess it's February the 4th or 5th, is it, Al?
Oh, the hip-hop workshop.
Okay. The hip-hop workshop. Remember, y'all, that's on a Saturday. And the time is going to be what? 1:45?
That's right. To 6 p.m.
1:45 to 6 o'clock at the CSU building, room 123 upstairs. We want to see everybody's face in the place. Bring your poems. Bring your songs. Bring whatever you got with the Lord desire in your heart to do. Just be yourself. Don't pretend to be somebody you're not. Just be yourself. Come as the Bible says, come as you are, but come as a clean slate, as yourself, as well as yourself. I'm going to sign up right now. I'm going to say God bless you guys on this Monday evening. As I said, I love everybody. I don't have another hate hole in my body. So I'm going to sign up right now. Peace out. God bless y'all.
All right. We appreciate that very much. I'm going to keep everything going since I have a 216-288. And also we have a 216-424. So I'm going to go to 216-288. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Dante Taylor from Family to Family. Yes, we have big things going on in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. So don't forget, we will be announcing next week. We will be announcing our where we're going to have our giveaway at for our cloning drive, and we're going to tell y'all where it's going to be at, and it's going to be big. And we're going to be giving out different stuff. So stay tuned for that window, because that's going to be the best thing. And stay tuned for this big old barbecue sale we're going to have, too. It's going to be so big, you ain't going to know what to do.
A big barbecue sale.
And it's the who will be grilling is Mr. Cowboy. The famous cowboy. He's going to give his famous, he's probably going to do his famous cowboy sauce.
Okay.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great atmosphere. We're going to have beef ribs. We're going to have pork ribs. And we're going to have chicken. And we've got three grills going.
Okay.
He's going to be grilling on three. He's a magnificent man that can do three. Not one, not two, three.
Wow.
Yes. We will be once we get this together and everything else, we're going to give you the date, the place, and everything else. Just know that it's coming up. It's coming up in the month of May. So we will give you the date, the time, and everything else that's going on. And it's to start a budget for some of the proceeds will go to Family and Family so we can start a budget and get our own phone lines going and all this good stuff so we can be do tune with y'all and everything else. We are big. We are doing. And don't forget Sunday, June 25th, 2023, the big gospel fest is going on in Cleveland. Yes, it's going to go on in Cleveland and everything else. Stay tuned for that because I had to find a new location. So pray with me that I find a new location for this gospel fest. Something happened that I couldn't have it at Triumph. So I'm not mad. I'm just glad that they told me in time so I can find a bigger place and a better facility. I know God got something for me. He got something for me. I just gotta be ready when it comes. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Yes, and any families that need some help out there, call 216-288-5841. Dantes Taylor, I am the head of Family to Family at Black on Black. So if you want to join and be with Family to Family, you can call me. So we can link up and we can put our thoughts together to know what we're doing out here for Family to Family. We are the best. We're the best out here in the city. Yes, yes, yes. And when I start announcing the Gospel Fest, I'm going to have the Art McCoy Common Sense Show. I want to see that they're going to come and do it live from the place that we have it at. Yes.
Okay.
We're going to work that out. We're going to fix that out. And we're going to make sure they're there to do it live. Not on a phone, not on nothing. I'm going to figure out how to get them there where they can be live there.
Okay.
That's right. We're going to work it out. We're going to do what we got to do for the city. Yes, there's big things going on in this city. We got all kinds of things going on in this city. This city is not quiet. If you don't know where something is, get on Blog Talk Radio. Get on Dar McCoy Show, or find some other radio stations that got stuff, and they'll tell you what's going on. Like on Fridays, you can listen to 93 for Sam Silk, and he'll tell you where some activities at too. We're trying to make it out here, and we know that it's gonna be big. This is tremendous big things going on in the city. This city, and don't forget on the first Saturday in February, don't forget to come to the workshop, the hip hop workshop at 145 in the main classroom building at CSU in room 136. You gotta get there between 12 and 12:30 and 1, because when we start, you're gonna miss something at 145. You better get there.
Okay.
So you would know what's going on in your city. Because we have artists coming. We have artists all over. Yes. We had artists that came that had 12 kids before.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's right. We didn't have Bud Thorne and Harvey come through. We had all kinds of people come through. And we salute the Silver BBB because he every time we had a workshop at CSU, he was there. He was there.
That's true.
And Mama Porter was there too. Yes, they were both there, and they represented. They represented what it was about out here in this city.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. We have to salute to these heroes and sheroes out here. That's right. And Mary and Willie Glover was a hero and shero out here too, because he if you needed a ticket to a gospel concert that these gospel groups, these quartets had, you can call him and he'll be right at your doorstep to give you a ticket. He used to be like that when he was living. Yes, he didn't play. He used to bring the biggest to the biggest. He brought Lee Williams here when he was living. He brought the Mighty Clouds of Joy. He brought some big people here into the city. Yes, he didn't play. He brought C.C. Williams here. It's a big thing going on in the city of Cleveland. You just gotta reach out. You might look in the Carlin Post and it tell you some gospel concerts you can go to that these quartets are having and people are having. Yes, you can. Go into the Carlin Post and look. They got a section where they can where they do it. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you so much.
And if you want to come on Wednesdays at 7:15, doors open, 7:30, the meeting starts, and that is Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting. We have a great meeting, we have a great time, and a great atmosphere. We learn new stuff and new everything out here at our Black on Black Crime meetings. We do all kinds of
yes,
things.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes, we have a black man's army. We have a black woman's army. So if you want to join any one of them or Black on Black or Family to Family, you can. You can. Come on and fight with us. Fight with us to get the issues and concerns done out here. And
I
make sure we keep out there at city council where we know what they're going to do at city council. What the budget going to be, what everything going to be at city council. We got to keep our foot at the pedal down there so we know what's going on. So we won't be left out. We won't be left out when it's time for our citizens. Yes. And make sure you look out because the school system is trying to get them a new CEO. A new CEO. So stay tuned and listen to the news and listen to different things so you can know when they're having their meetings so you can go to them so we can have the right CEO, the King of Public Schools and everything else. And God bless.
God bless. Thank you very much. As I will now move on to, I see a couple of phone callers, so let's go to the one who's been here, a 216 with a 424. 216-424. Who are we talking to this evening?
Black House Sounds. How we doing today?
Man, I'm doing well. What about yourself?
Well, I love the last call. I heard the promotional thing going on.
Right.
And come on out to that brother event. Support Mr. Dante. He worked really hard. So I think that's awesome. Other than that, the reason I was calling in, just to let everybody know, Black House Sound have a new track out on YouTube if you want to check it out. Nia So Sexy and Motley. So I want people to check that out if they can. It's not a gospel song. It's not a worldly song. It's a song talking about what goes on in the neighborhood and how when people get a hold of money, how they feel about money and things of that nature on whatever level that we on and whatever level that y'all judge it on. But Blackout Sound is working hard. Just want everything to go in a great way, if that make any sense. So other than that, I was just calling in because I know it's artists doing their thing, showing out, showing up, performing, making it happen, putting Cleveland on the map, and I want to support them when I call in. That's one of the reasons of calling in, to let them know that I am not off of, you know, on a high horse or anything. I'm still on the same level they on. And like the last caller said, we all trying to make it, not in a begging sense, but in the sense of reality that where you at is where you at, and where you going is where you going. What God have for you is what God have for you. Other than that, it's self-explanatory. So when you think about all of that, you sum it all up. You got to help the next artist. So whoever in Cleveland right now blazing it really, really, really hard, keep going, keep pushing. If you're not blazing that hard, but in your mind you know you can, keep pushing. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music, and I'm out.
No problem. And I know that Blackout Sound, Black History Month, coming up in February, National Action Network has them pegged to do a couple of songs, as well as the fact they'll be doing their hot performance for the Shaw Talent Show. So much success to Black House Sound. That's just a powerful group in itself. And they're in the top 10 this week from Monday to Monday in music and information, music and entertainment from a Monday to a Monday. Before I give the top 10, it has Black House Sound, definitely the newest artist, Nia Too Sexy, showing that they are doing work. Let's go to the 601 area code, 601 with the 513. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Al? This is your presidential candidate, democratically running for president in 2024, Michael D. Landon. How's it going, brother?
It's going excellent. What about you?
The first time calling to the show for the new year, so happy new year. And
Likewise.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been one hell of a start of the year, I tell you that. Everything has been weird. I don't know how much time we have, but we can get to the nits and grits about what's going on.
Let's go ahead. What's going on?
Well, it seems like with the House took 15 votes for Speaker McCarthy, almost selling his soul to the devil to become Speaker, so let's be careful about watching out of the debt ceiling, which we already hit, and we got to June, so everybody should start getting some canned goods, water bottles, all that stuff, cash on the hand. Just letting you know, we're not playing games, but they're willing to play games with our economy, the world economy. Number
right.
two, what in God's name is going on with Joe Biden? What happened? You know,
talk to me.
well, for some odd reason, America, we have a president currently that is kind of doing the same thing as Trump, but a little longer before Trump, taking classified documents, but not in the same way. You know, there's a difference. Trump tried to hide it and tell me he's not going to give it up. And trying to give those secret documents to Russia.
Yeah.
So, now we need to find out more about that, but also we need to find out why Joe Biden has it in the FBI and the archives didn't know about it. So that's one. Then the situation in Atlanta, what happened on that area? I'm still trying to get some overall clarity about it. I got the gist, but just like, why are they building a cops land out there, or so-called cops land out there for urban warfare? Am I right or wrong about that? I'm just
right. I hear you.
I'm just making sure why the police are not military. So I'm just only the military have those exercises unless they're expecting something. But they gonna have that building what years or something like that. So want to know more about that. What else? A young man was beaten in Memphis, Tennessee, by police officers. Beaten to death, I believe. Can't think of his name. God bless him and his family. Police officers. I wonder why Joe Biden, who wants our vote as African Americans, as Americans, the backbone of American society, almost built this country from ground up, free labor, didn't get a thank you, and hasn't really made any kind of executive orders to change police in America on how they respect all police. And give them all rights and not try to make us afraid of them. You know what I'm saying? Retrain them.
Right.
Background checks on their belief systems and stuff like that. So I there's a lot of stuff. And then another thing I'm concerned about that needs to change. While we talk about debt ceiling, it was the one thing about education about African Americans. What in God's name is going on? Ain't we Americans?
Right.
One in Florida, the governor, somebody's not educational sound, not educational value. Like I don't understand why it is so hard to tell the truth about our past. And they're saying, like Governor DeSantis saying, well, it's going to show that you blame us. Only if you're still acting that way and you want to take us back. Yeah. If you feel guilty about it, that's a guilt trip you're trying to do and try to portray like it's all of your – white people who are following you, that voted for you. And you're trying to paint all of them the same way, just like you're trying to paint us all the same way. It's all been a game and a trick since they painted African Americans. Not all white people. I'm just talking about certain ones who think they're, the master race, so to speak. He's one of them. But to erase African American history is disrespectful to the core of all Americans. Because if you all know the whole story, how you can move forward to finish the story, which American story will never be finished, but more greater things can come out of it. But to hide the fact of what's going on is pretty much, to me, fear and a way to say that that's not the way America should be. We should go back to when it was great. Yeah, maybe for some of those people. But America wants to move forward, be inclusive. And white people want to know about African-American history. Hell, when I got out of school, school didn't teach us none of what I've learned. But we should, all kids, white and black, that would heal the racial divisions and fear and all that other stuff. By the time they get grown, they would avoid all this, more so than what was going on now. But without education, you don't have freedom. Without freedom, you don't have progress. And so that's gotta change. But for president, running for president, that gives us the opportunity to really open up the floodgates of really what is really going on behind the scenes and what they're trying to do to take us backwards. We're trying to progress, not degress. And then we got to tell some truth. But now, with all that's going on, and now Joe Biden has made just messed everything up. And like the gentleman, his name is Ashan St. Hart. He's from Coop Save America. This podcast I did, first interview I did as a presidential candidate, online.
Okay.
And he was very impressed. And just take a look, go to the Party of We the People on Facebook, America, the Party of We the People, and type it up or type up Citizens USA, Citizens AM, and you'll see, type my name and you'll see that. And also, we're going to be starting, kicking off something new next month. I got somebody trying to work on my a new campaign page for people who want to know more about my story and know more about, what I stand for, what I would do as president, and the story about me and Trump, and just everything. The videos and everything will be downloaded there. And then you can donate there. So we're getting everything together. We're still early. And if you'd like to help, anybody got any ideas about set up websites? I already got a couple people looking at it, but it's out of town. I'm looking for some people here in Cleveland. You can call me at 216-703-2177. And number again, 216-703-2177, or email me at landingham2020@gmail.com. But we gotta get everything started, because we see the breakdown of our society from both sides. Like I called it, didn't I call it from the very beginning? Both sides are at fault. Both sides are the same. The leadership, not the people. But right now, the people wants to come together and wants to find a way to move forward. But we gotta find the courage and the will to fight, not with fists, but with words and with love and with courage. That's the only way you can, just like Martin Luther King recently, his birthday was Martin Luther King Day, and his birthday was recently. And so that I spoke about that in length as well. And we need to get back to that. I mean, we've been living a nightmare, but the dream was still alive, and they've been trying to kill it. So, but everything's going on. I believe Landon Hamm for president. My story, my case with the American people, my $2 billion lawsuit, still active. And I'm going to give you this update right there about the lawsuit right quick. Give me 2 seconds.
Go ahead.
It's in the appeal process in Cincinnati. The judge that was appointed to the trial, grand jury trial, her name was is Judge Pamela A. Barker. Now that judge was appointed by Donald J. Trump, and so therefore she played a hand in trying to dismiss the case. And I called her and did some research and found out that none of the excuses that she wrote down to me, since I was representing myself, had anything to do to dismiss the case. She had to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion to dismiss this case, and she didn't. So down in Cincinnati, the appeals court is looking at it right now, and we should hear something before the end of February, because next month would be for Black History Month. That's when I filed the lawsuit, and it was accepted. So I'm not playing. When I say I'm the mayor, I'm running for president. I'm the people's candidate for the people's justice. I promised you that for 4 years between two tries to run for president. So the message is the same. It's just a difference I'm trying to get out there. But I promise the American people there are powerful people working behind me, which I wish I could talk about, but I'm alive for a reason. But I should tell you more proof. And so it looks like that I will win the appeals case, and we will go to trial. And I should be on everything should be on TV soon. And I just ask for y'all to, for your prayers and to research and to share. And let's really come together as a family, an American family. And God bless each and every one of you. Are you there, Brother Al?
I sure am.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to keep going, but I'm just, if you have any other questions, I think I covered everything.
Right now, I'm adding a lot of hashtags to what you said so that people can find it. So I am very excellent.
Two more hashtags. Hashtag going ham for justice and hashtag Landingham versus Department of Justice.
Excellent. I appreciate you for taking the time to call in and give us the update for the new year. May you continue to be blessed and covered.
And everybody, y'all stay safe out there and be careful, and let's find a way to come together. I know there's a way. We just got to have the right people in there so we have somebody to trust and follow. And I believe I'm the person for the job.
Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. And I am very, very at least thankful that I get a chance to give you a top 10 from Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting CSU Black Studies tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. That's 11 a.m. Tuesday. Large Room 137, which is the Africana Studies Department. They're inviting people to come out to East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. Main Classroom Building, Berkman Hall, 11 a.m. They're showing The Woman King. Number 9. On the YouTube page, Joseph Motley Jr., songs from Nia to Sexy, Sheriff Kiroy, Show Me Love, as well as other tracks, including the hip-hop minister, LaVita Murray. That's number 9. Number 8, debuting Mr. Solo with Fire. Number 7 debuting, The Actual Tannis versus Cleveland Illuminati Rappers. He threw in some names, including Andrew Lloyd, getting a lot of buzz. Number 6 debuting, this ought to be a very interesting program because it's Spates Unlimited Incorporated presents Comedy Night Live featuring host Fred, Ballhead Fred G, comedians Marquand Banks, headliner Desmond Turner, Kevin Ford, Will Hopkins, and it is at the Positive Escape located 30820 Lakeshore Boulevard. That's 30820 Lakeshore Boulevard. That's 10 at the door. So this ought to be a very, very interesting night. Number 5, Woo Storm. They had their live that was last Saturday. They have new singles. Woo Storm has a couple of singles. Lyrical Storm and Sheriff Kilroy have that track called Hip Hop Never Dies, the 50 Years Stronger remix featuring Marvin Gaye. That's number 5. Number 4, moving up. Facebook is Miracle Sunday, special guest at the Breakout Center. That was on Facebook, number 3. This was nice. It was Akron. It was nice. It was nice. Ill Style Rockers winter party at Annabelle's. Man in the Street, my personal assistant. Dave Maid was there. We even had football aficionado player himself, Terrence Longwood, CUMR, Suave Gotti hosted. It was break dancers. It was a party. It was all races coming together. You even had break dancers who were probably late 50s, going towards the 60s. You had just different races of people coming together, including a B-boy from Serbia. Yeah. So you, when I say of all kinds, you had Asian, Latino, black, white, female expressionist, pop locker, all that good stuff. And it was an excellent event. So that was number 3. It moved up. Number 2, moving up, Bristol Manor. It was the East Cleveland Empowerment Organization. It was packed full. There was food. Nathaniel Martin, East Cleveland City Council. We saw Juanita Gowdy there from East Cleveland City Council. We saw, hold on, who else did we see there? Mayor Brandon King in East Cleveland, OPN, Art McCoy, Elder Goodrum, Juanita Gowdy. So that meant National Action Network was in the house, Daughters of the Nile radio show, Man in the Street. It was a phenomenal program. We saw the new president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Sister Liz. So it was a very powerful program. And moving up to number 1, they want a buzz. Number 1 was, you could Facebook, Women's March Cleveland's 6th Annual Bigger Than Row, January 21st, 12 p.m. State Rep Juanita Brent. Also, Nikki Antonio, so you had representatives in it. Who else? Councilman Joe Jones from Cleveland Ward 1. You had some of the speakers, the Man in the Street. Genevieve Mitchell for the Carl Stokes Brigade. Sister Laura. Okay, Laura Cowan. Let's see. They were doing the documentary for B. The documentary in honor of Silver. Let's get it right. B. In the mix. So they were filming for the documentary, Seed Magazine. They covered it well with photos. You had WKYC Channel 3. You had Channel 5. Very, very powerful program in itself. That was strong. I tell people all the time. You know, there are a lot of times people get out there and they'll say, oh, man, I wish somebody had told me. I miss a lot of events myself. I do miss them. It's not up to people to tell me about events, you know. So I go to a lot of events where I'm not speaking, but it's to show support. Sometimes you miss events. I've missed events. When that happens, you just chalk it up to the game and you do your best to pay more attention to what's going on. And you hope that you'll see it. It's not up to anybody to personally say, hey, You just need to be at this event. If people invite you, cool. If they don't invite you, you can check for yourself because there's always something going on. It always is. It's life in itself. You're not going to be able to make it everything, but everybody won't be able to let you know what's happening. So dig for yourself, search, and you'll find that there are things going on. So far, that's the top 10 from a Monday to Monday. Music, entertainment. As I look through, you all are making this very easy for me, extremely easy for me. Because of the whole First Energy, the whole scandal and everything like that, we do need to know that the eyes of the country are on Ohio. Jury selected in Larry Householder corruption trial. The Ohio State House and the rest of the country have their eyes on a public corruption trial involving the former Speaker of the Ohio House of Representatives as jurors were selected. The state is watching for both door of the federal court and for justice as former Speaker Larry Householder. He went to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Ohio with co-defendant Matt Borges, a former GOP leader, following it. So there you go. The case caught the eye of the former Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Department of Justice, Kevin O'Brien, who understands the court procedures from each side, now specializing in white-collar criminal defense. As this is a case where bribes, alleged bribes, in the millions are going in one direction. Benefits in the billions are going the other way in the form of legislation to help the utilities. That's what O'Brien said. Despite his years as a trial attorney, he's never seen a case like this, as the numbers are astounding, absolutely astounding. Householder is accused of selling the state house for a quick and expensive buck, and Borges for making the $60 million bribery scheme possible. Both pleaded not guilty. The multi-millions went into Householder's own nonprofit to fund his campaign, according to prosecutors. In return, $1.3 billion went to a bill to bail out First Energy. The Ohio utility company already admitted to bribery and was made to pay $230 million in fines. Householder and Borges were two of five people arrested in the case. House operative Jeff Longstretch and lobbyist Juan Cespedes both pleaded guilty in the case. So lobbyist Juan Cespedes and, of course, House operative Jeff Longstretch and longtime lobbyist Neil Clark died by suicide after being charged. Longstreth and Cespedes have agreed to testify at the upcoming jury trial, according to prosecutors. Attorney General Dave Yost and at least three former state lawmakers were subpoenaed to testify as well. It's a pretty daring thing to go to trial under these circumstances, O'Brien said. The government being able to utilize the alleged co-conspirators, recordings and statements from other parties, and admittance from First Energy all lead to a risky attempt of proving the defendants aren't guilty. You have to assume it's a very strong case, or these people who have every reason not to cooperate with the government and go on with their lucrative practices, these people wouldn't have folded and face their former friends across the witness stand and testify against them. That's really hard, and it takes a lot out of you. You can ruin your life. It can ruin your marriage. It can ruin your friendships. And to do that against all those odds suggests that the government has a lot of evidence that could be persuasive to the jury. We'll find out. If convicted, each man could face up to 20 years in prison and hundreds of thousands in fines. With that being said, is very, very interesting. It means that both sides agree that these records meet a certain threshold of validity, but the parties can still attempt to object the admission of a specific record on other bases, just none including the regularly conducted activity clause. In other words, what it's saying is householders in a lot of problems. I'm going to go, because I have a few minutes left, 216-347. 216-347. What's going on?
Great. You also have to look at the governor. He has to do with it also, Governor Mike DeWine.
Mm-hmm.
So he made that deal with the light company for his campaign also.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you hear about what happened in Memphis, Tennessee?
Yes, I do. And is this Rico Dancy from Black Lives Matter for the Deaf?
Great. Yes. So.
Okay, go ahead.
You beat a black man up, fat officer, no gun. Beat him up, punch him, kick him, done everything, and y'all just got fired. Now, they should be prosecuted to the foot of the law, okay?
Okay.
Now, the man died. He's deceased. So, on that, okay? So, I support that family all the way for the fat officer could be prosecuted to the foot of the law. Because nobody go above the law.
Right,
so,
right, right.
Let me give you the update on the case in Baltimore City with the deaf guy.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. We went to court on the 20th, okay? They got to evaluate him of a mental health docket, okay? So the next court... The next court day is going to be in April, okay? They're going to see if he's eligible to stand in court to on these two charges. His bond is set at $3 million with no bail.
Okay.
They put him in, he got 24-hour security. Now, this is what I understand about this case. You have a deaf person who have a disability. You put him in a cell with a person who do not have a disability. And he chose the head out of him. And he banged on the wall, and the CEO played deaf ears. Okay?
Right.
Now, it got me. Because why didn't CO get up and check around with the patients, with the people?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't SAC play deaf ears?
So right,
we have
right,
a
right.
lot of questions for these people who are making these policies or the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That makes sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense. Because imagine if that, I mean, why would you put a deaf person in a cell with a person who do not have a disability, choke him to death, choke him
right,
to breath,
right.
you know, and he was only 34 years old.
Right.
34.
Right.
So we are asking for change. Tomorrow I'm meeting with the U.S. Senate, Sherrod Brown, tomorrow, and see what policy are we making for the jail.
Good, good, good.
And I think McCarthy of the House bought out the votes.
Mm-hmm.
He make all the deals with the GOP party. To keep Trump from running for president 24. Okay. So today I got a text message from, you know how they send them all those text messages about, will you support Trump? No.
Right.
No. It's just like what happened on January 6th, I cannot see myself supporting him in any way. It's going to repeat it, what happened on January 6th, when people lost their lives. When people lost their lives, police officers, people, janitors, you name it. And that's my comment for tonight.
Thank you so much and appreciate that comment. Thank you. Stay safe. And that was the president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. My thing is, so I have a couple of minutes left. Why not go through and enjoy everything? Just because I'm going to go back. We play some Kill Say Mars. Let's play a couple of minutes of this Cleveland's most hated artist.
Welcome to Death Row.
Get real views, get facts, no fake news. C-M-8.